Watch, refugee camp ISIS child tells UK reporter "We will slaughter you." By Jack Montgomery on December 15, 2019. Children of Islamic State fighters and their brides in Syrian holding camps may represent a grave threat to the West, with one telling a British reporter, "We will slaughter you." In Arabic, he first quoted a verse from the Quran. God says, "Turn to Allah with sincere repentance in the hope that your Lord will remove you from your ills," recalled Sky News correspondent Mark Stone of an encounter with a jihadist cub in the Al-Hol camp in Syria, which holds some 70,000 Islamic State women and children, 10,000 of whom are foreigners. "He was asking us to repent our sins," Stone continued. And then, calmly, he said, "We are going to kill you by slaughtering you. We will slaughter you." Many Western countries are currently seeking to repatriate children born in the shattered caliphate to women who hold, or held, citizenship Western countries. Tihi black-clad women of the Islamic State, Stone reported, are the only guides for these children, and claim to represent the purest form of Islam. Some who spoke to Stone defended the caliphate's atrocities, such as beheading prisoners and burning people alive, on grounds that it says it in the Quran, sick. As the Islamic State's last territorial strongholds were being evacuated, it was reported that some evacuated jihadi brides made openly statements, such as, "My son will grow up to be a jihadist and I hope the Islamic Caliphate will return and spread across all corners of the globe," among other ominous declarations. The position of left liberals on these women is fairly indulgent. All contend that they cannot be stripped off their citizenship, despite having defected to a hostile power overseas, unless they are dual nationals with citizenship or eligibility for citizenship elsewhere, and some argue they should not be stripped of their citizenship at all. Despite the clear risks represented by their children, there appears to be a broad consensus, among the media political class if not the public, that their children definitely should be repatriated, as in the infamous case British-born jihadi bride Shamima Begum. Left liberals took a curious stance with respect to Begum, arguing that although both her parents were Bangladeshi migrants, she should not have her British citizenship stripped and be expected to go to Bangladesh, as she was born in Britain and therefore a problem. But with respect to her child, they took the opposite view, that he should be considered Britain's responsibility because his mother was British-born, despite being born in Syria. Follow Jack Montgomery on Twitter, at Jack Montgomery. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.